This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username. Although Skype right now is occupied by Garrett Ian, we're going to discuss an issue that has the libertarian community up here in New Hampshire pretty outraged. There's a lot of, back and forth that's been going on social media here today. Now, of course, we just got done with what was an amazing Liberty Forum where everyone gets together face-to-face, even though they may have disagreements with one another and is relatively nice to one another. And then, less than 24 hours later, the drama explodes on Facebook. So that's what has happened. And it's really all come down because of a very confusing situation stemming from the Edward Snowden speech. I guess it wasn't really a speech. Edward Snowden event this weekend. He was interviewed by Nick Gillespie on Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Nick Gillespie, the editor-in-chief of Reason.com.
That's correct. And so can you describe briefly what happened on Saturday as far as, you know, what was Edward Snowden doing at the Liberty Forum for listeners who maybe are just now tuning in?
So Edward Snowden was supposed to be a keynote address, but it turned into sort of an interview of Edward Snowden by Nick Gillespie. And I thought it went pretty good. There were things could have been better, could have been worse. But overall, was a good event, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought it was really cool in the beginning where everyone in the crowd was given an Edward Snowden mask. It was like an artist rendering of his face in black and white. And they were asked to hold that mask up to their face as Edward came on to the video chat, because he can't be there in person. And the smile that went across his face was really, beaming and awesome. And I thought that was my favorite part. I would have liked to have seen someone from New Hampshire, like maybe Carla Garrick or our own Mark Edge, do the interview. But that was more of a nitpick on the event. It overall was good, and the crowd seemed to be very pleased with it. Unfortunately, there was a controversy that started right from the very beginning of the event, not openly, but it's the beginning of the event where the controversy struck, and that was when the new president of the Free State Project, who's a great guy, Matt Phillips, I'm glad that he's the new president, that he told the crowd, and I actually do have the exact quote here, and if you watch the video that's up right now over at freekeen.com, as posted by Garrett Ian, if you watch that video, it happens within the first minute of the video. So about 30 seconds into the video, you can hear this quote for yourself. It is, quote, "Due to prior agreement, we are not doing any filming. So if you are not part of the official FSP video team, please turn off your cameras." And it was a weird thing because there were media already set up in the back of the room. And so the way it sounded was like there was some sort of prior agreement. And in fact, later on, one of the things that Matt Phillips has said about this, and there hasn't been much that's come out of the official Free State Project camp about this yet, but one of the few statements that has been made was that Edward Snowden had requested these recording restrictions.
Yes.
It struck me as strange, and Garrett Ian, one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com, I suppose that probably struck you as a strange thing as well. Welcome. You're on via Skype from Concord, New Hampshire tonight here on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Yes, it was certainly very strange to receive such a sort of request at the beginning. My introduction to the idea that recordings or filming, as it was stated, would be banned was maybe 30 minutes before the event. I got there early. I wanted to get a good seat. I came to Liberty Forum to record the Edward Snowden presentation. Outside of the event, there was no announcement of no recording. I saw a man who seemed distraught and not happy, and he was putting away camera equipment. And he said, they said that we're not going to be allowed to record because Edward Snowden needs to review the... There's only one video that'll be made, and Edward Snowden needs to review it. And I said, that seems strange. So it was my intention to actually talk to somebody about that before the event. And I did see Carla Gorecki talking with the media, and I just didn't have a chance to talk to her because she was occupied the whole time. So I went into the event expecting that maybe there would be some sort of ban on recording. What I was met with was the announcement that you stated Matt Phillips made. And if anyone wants to watch that video, it is a very vague announcement. He's seeming to indicate that an agreement that he made was to not film. I'd never made such an agreement. In fact, I'd say that the tickets were purchased with no agreement. I was given my ticket with no agreement. I entered the room with no agreement. And I don't consider those words to have been any sort of agreement either. But I guess some folks feel the opposite and feel that if somebody up before a room says something, like everyone in the room is obligated to begin trying to follow suit in the best way possible. But I'm an anarchist. I'm a journalist. I didn't feel I had any obligation to go out of my way to comply with deleting any sort of documentation of what I considered to be an historic event. So I wasn't going to go against the public interest that I saw there, which was documenting and transmitting the information that Edward Snowden was there to share with us.
So is there any way for somebody to sort of have a meeting and that meeting to be off the record? If you're around, I mean, I guess that would be the other side of this question.
Sure. No, like I said, nobody asked me not to record.
Do they have to go around and ask every person in the room not to record?
Well, sometimes, let me interject here, when you go to an event, it's specified on the ticket that there's no recording allowed. It's specified in the brochure. It's specified on signage.
Can the terms of a situation change in an instant? I think they can. So, like, Snowden's lawyer could get on 1 minute before the event and say, hey, everybody, there's not going to be any recording here, or Ed's not coming on, right?
They could try to do that, but just because the Free State Project has agreed to something doesn't mean that everyone in the room has agreed to it, and that's one of the things Garrett is saying here. It was not crystal clear, and even with the statement at the beginning, it still wasn't clear that this was a requirement of attendance. Now, there are a bunch of people on Facebook today who are angry. They're calling Garrett names. They're calling me names because I haven't pulled down his post from freekeen.com because I support my bloggers there being able to break news, and I understand that sometimes that rubs some people the wrong way. So we've been, called all kinds of names here today on Facebook. But ultimately, the way that statement reads, and, Matt wasn't reading a prepared statement. He was just kind of talking to the audience, so maybe that was a factor. But he says, please, and please is a request. Every time please is used, it's a request.
Please.
He also said please, I don't know exactly what he said, but regarding the Edward Snowden masks, that was also a request. Should the people who did not hold up the Edward Snowden mask be ejected from the event? Should they be called names? Because they wanted to have everyone in the audience hold up these Edward Snowden signs because it's a cool thing and it was a really great moment. But when you look at the picture that I think was the union leader took of that, there's some guy three rows back who didn't hold the mask up and his face pops right out. And it kind of didn't ruin the picture, but it could have been better had he held the mask up, but he didn't. That was a request. It was not an order. Why was this an order but not a request?
Well, because doing something is different than not doing something. That's just sort of when you have ethical conversations, there's a difference between, the act of doing something. Requesting that somebody do something is different than requesting somebody not do something. So Garrett,
that's a stretch. He could have already been recording. Then you would have been asking someone to do something by turning off their camera.
He actually was recording because we got Matt Phillips saying.
That is true.
Right. Yeah, Matt Phillips saying that, please don't record.
So if it's not a request, then make clear that it's not a request. This is a requirement of you being in this room, is that you not record, and put it in more than one location so people know. Had I walked into that room 30 seconds into the event, I would have had no idea because it was stated and the event began.
Yep.
And there was,
I don't know if the door was open or not.
It was.
They closed the door.
People could accidentally. This isn't Cheshire County Court. you can't trap people. Unless you're the court, you can't trap people in a room. They might have to go to the bathroom. There might be a fire. That kind of thing.
I didn't know.
Well, and then the court only, quote-unquote, traps people in during the opening and closing statement.
But they do, and that is arguably an unconstitutional, illegal thing that they do in Fisher
County.
Right,
but the way you said it, of they trap people in, it makes it sound as though from the time court begins at 8 o'clock in the morning
until
they close at 4, that nobody can enter or leave the room.
Right, but it does happen, and that is keeping someone against their will, or keeping someone out against their will, and you can leave, but you just can't come back in. In this case, you could come back in, as I understood it. So we'll continue. Garrett, you're willing to stick with us here. Take any calls, because I know there are people out there who have concerns, have questions. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here for the continuing discussion about the issue of requesting someone not record. When someone says, please don't record, does that mean that you have to? Well, I say no. But
I would say it depends on the circumstance.
Okay. Well, in this case, Garrett, I decided to honor the request when I was in the room, but Garrett Ian decided to go ahead and record the situation with Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden, of course, is the whistleblower who revealed back in the summer of 2013 that the NSA had been doing all manner of spying, and there are people who want to put Edward Snowden in prison because he revealed some classified information. Turns out the classified information was, you know, the proof that the government was lying to us, and by the way, continued to lie after Snowden released the first bits of data that proved they had, were spying. Then they told lies to try to cover that they were spying, and then he proved that they were lying on those lies, and they just kept getting caught in lie after lie after lie.
So this is leaked video audio of the leaker speaking about his leaking. Is that right?
That's right. Garrett has been called the Free State Project whistleblower or the Liberty Forum whistleblower in this particular case. And we're going to bring him back in a moment. But I also want to let you know about a new book by David Hathaway. It's called Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. And it takes apart the arguments against open borders while still supporting the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. Now, there are some libertarians or Austrian economists like Hoppe and Rothbard, who have taken positions against open borders that some libertarians are now signing on with. And so that's what David Hathaway wrote the book for, was to rebut those arguments. You can get a copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon and get it in either print or Kindle form. So if you want to shop through Amazon, just go to shop.freetalklive.com and look for David Hathaway's new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders.
It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Yep, and I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
And so we're going to bring Garrett Ian back on the line here. He's one of the bloggers at freeconcord.org, also freekeen.com, having recently transplanted himself back to Concord, New Hampshire. He joins us from there via Skype to better discuss and explain, you know, rather than having a Facebook back and forth, which is what has been going on all day long. My Facebook feed has been blowing up with angry posts from people who are very insulting and very angry. And I understand. I mean, they feel like this has been, I mean, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, so anyone who'd like to question Garrett or me is certainly welcome to call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Garrett, you've graciously given us an unlimited amount of time here tonight to have this conversation. But anyway, you released the video on your channel on YouTube. You then posted it on freekeen.com. And so the news media got a hold of it today. There are some mainstream news media articles that are being written. I don't know if either of them are out yet, but I know the Concord Monitor and the union leader called both of us today to have a comment. When I spoke to the Concord Monitor, they had said that they had not yet heard back from the Free State Project. And so I don't know if the Free State Project has yet made a public statement about this beyond the new president, Matt Phillips, saying that it was at Snowden's request. Now, the request was ostensibly that there be no recording. But wait a minute, there was a recording going on there. And so this is where things get even more murky for me. And I realize some people just want to focus on whether or not Garrett disobeyed the request to record. But I think the sort of the outlying details are also important. So let me throw some of this data out and you can see what you think. Get your response as well, Garrett. One, when I walked into this room, there were four or five cameras on tripods.
There were cameras everywhere.
In the back of this room with no one I recognized at those cameras. This was mainstream media that was in the room. All of those cameras were pointed toward the front of the room. So it sure as hell looked to me like there was a media area for recording this event upon walking into the room. It did not appear as though, and I had no idea at this point there was going to be a restriction on recording. It did not appear that those people had any idea that there would be a restriction on recording. Why, if you were the news media, would you spend time setting up your video camera in the back of the room to capture something you had been told you weren't allowed to capture? That didn't make much sense to me. So you've got already existing media in the room. What was that all about? Further, if Snowden didn't want the video to be, or if he didn't want the conference or the discussion to be recorded, why would he consent to Reason.com being the exclusive distributor of the official video? It's my understanding, having heard, I believe, from the organizer of Liberty Forum, who claims she does not speak for the Free State Project, which is why I'm saying that the official Free State Project position has not yet come out. The organizer of the Liberty Forum made it sound like there was some sort of exclusive deal where the Free State Project's official video team, so none of the mainstream media, but the official video recorders of the event, were going to be recording the event and did record the event, with the agreement that Reason.com, through Reason.tv presumably, would upload that event to their YouTube channel, but yet the Free State Project would still retain some sort of ownership or control over the video. And so, why would Snowden want to restrict recording to only one group? Was there some sort of agreement where Reason was paying for an exclusive in that particular case? I find myself very curious to know why the restrictions, if you're going to restrict, why allow one person to, or one group to record? That I found confusing. Garrett, did you sort of agree with that assessment, and was there more you wanted to add to sort of the setup, if you will?
Well, yes, the point you bring up is that there seem to be conflicting reasons for why there was this pseudo ban on recording. One of the reasons, the one I heard from the rumor mill, from just that guy that was packing up his equipment and not happy about it, was that Snowden needed to vet the video, that something might be said that could be used against him. But the thing that didn't make sense there is that it was being streamed across the internet. It was on Google Hangouts. I mean, was there some sort of belief that this was an encrypted line?
No, and Snowden would be the first person to say that Google is in no way a safe way to communicate.
And we're talking about hundreds of people being in the room. The chances are that if the feds want to find out what's going on in this room,
they were there.
They had somebody in the room, and that somebody was recording, and they don't give a flying flip but a rolling donut whether or not the Free State Project said please don't record, because
right,
they're the feds. So I disagree with that point. But you
That's
did know this. The point I would make on this one, though, is, Garrett, is like, I'm sure you were sort of surreptitiously recording, right? Because otherwise it would have been seen that you were. You stopped video recording and switched to audio. And
no, I didn't switch.
Okay.
There was no switch. If you notice if you watch the video I put out, the audio track from beginning to end is unadulterated. It's the device that was in my pocket the entire time.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. I didn't really understand what happened. Okay.
Right. The little video segments that you use, if you'll notice, the audio that is from those video cameras is not used. Otherwise, there would be a...
See, I didn't look at it that closely. I presumed you'd switch to the camera feed later. So, actually, you did honor the request then, because the actual...
I was filming at the time, and I stopped filming after the request was made. Yes.
Right. They didn't say no audio was able to be recorded. They asked people to turn off their video cameras, and they only asked them to turn off their video cameras. They did not say it was a requirement. But go ahead, Garrett, regarding actually, stand by. Hold that thought. We're going to continue here. This is, a lot of people are upset about this. Our phone lines are open, and considering all of the upset and the outrage on Facebook, I would have figured we'd had one person who wanted to challenge Garrett here. The toll-free number is
hundreds of posts.
855-450-FREE. Now, Daryl Perry, I think that you are not in agreement with Garrett, from what I've heard you say off the air, so maybe you'll jump in. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, but if you call that, you're not going to be able to talk to Garrett Ian, so you do need to call the regular toll-free lines to get on the line here and discuss the issue of recording Edward Snowden without permission. But did Garrett violate the request? Well, the actual text of the request made by the Free State Project was, due to prior agreement, we're not doing any filming. So if you're not part of the official FSP video team, please turn off your cameras. Well, Garrett says he recorded the audio with an audio recording device.
Yeah, they didn't tell people to turn off their dictaphone machines and reel-to-reel recorders either.
Okay, well, you know, you got to be specific if you want people to understand what is being said to them. We'll get deeper into that here in a moment with Garrett Ian actually on the line. He did release audio with accompanying still frames, and then later some video, but not with the same audio track from the original video. So what he did release was essentially recorded by an audio recording device that was concealed in his pocket during the Edward Snowden speech, or rather event, over the weekend at the Liberty Forum. And again, we're gonna get into that. You can certainly share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You know, the Internet was meant to be used anonymously, if you want, without oversight. But many governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the Internet today. Well, ProXPN can give you that privacy back. They're a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN does offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. Plus, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's ProXPN.com with code FTL50. It's Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio. On the line with us via Skype is Garrett Ian, one of the bloggers from FreeConcord.org and FreeKeen.com. He has stirred up controversy within the libertarian movement by recording the Edward Snowden interview over the weekend that happened at Liberty Forum. And it was really strange because they allowed one organization to record. They allowed Reason.com to have the official footage from the event. And there was a claim, not officially made by the FSP, but there's a rumor that it has been given to Edward Snowden's attorney to be vetted for some reason. And I guess what I don't understand about that claim, And certainly, Gary, you're welcome to comment here. What I don't understand about it is Edward Snowden knew he was talking to a room full of hundreds of people. If he said something he regretted in front of those hundreds of people, if something slipped out of his mouth that he shouldn't have said, that he shouldn't have revealed, that needed to be caught in some sort of vetting process, well, it's too late. You just told it to hundreds of people, many of whom had notepads on which they could have written it down, some of whom could have been surreptitiously recording, as Garrett was doing. And further, the federal agent or two or three or however many there were that were undercover in the room most certainly heard whatever it was said. So what's the whole point of this vetting claim? It still just doesn't even make sense, the reasoning and the rationale behind these restrictions. But of course, many of the people who are opposed to what you did, Garrett, would say none of that matters. What matters is you didn't do what you were asked to do, which was to turn off your recording device. Go ahead, Garrett, with your thoughts.
Yeah, it's interesting, I think, that, and I'd say especially ironic, that given the situation, Edward Snowden, as I said, I went there specifically to record him, and the reason is because I believe that he's done taken a heroic action in favor of accountability, and we should have learned from him that we need to be documenting everything that we have, because everything is being documented by someone we don't know, by strangers. So that's one of the things that motivated me to be documenting that room, was that I knew that there were going to be strangers with negative intentions in there that were also recording. So I think it would be foolish for me to choose not to be making a record as well. And the idea that an organization that is actively promoting recording would decide that there's special cases in which we're going to decide that we're against recording
wasn't there a speech,
journalism and accountability.
Wasn't there a speech given by the Free State Project president at the time, Carla Garrick, over the weekends called Always Be Recording? I believe that there was.
Yes, there was.
I don't know.
Yes, there was. It was called Always Be Filming.
Yeah, Always Be Filming.
Garrett, when...
Except when we say so.
Garrett, you say that Snowden's a hero of yours, and yep, same here. Do you think that there's a good chance that he knows your name, his lawyer knows your name at this point, and do they consider you to be somebody on their side?
Well, I can answer briefly. I did tweet at him today the link. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, wow. I think it's ridiculous, actually, that this is even a story. I think it makes the organization that put it together look kind of bad that they tried to restrict recording. I think it makes the people that speak out against it look bad for trying to restrict the liberation of information that is, and this is primary source information. I'm not being accused of misrepresenting anyone. I'm being accused of giving too much, too accurate truth to the public.
Right. I mean, what's the difference whether someone sits there and writes
it's
things
It's a sad
down.
Direction to...
Sorry, I was saying, what's the difference between someone who sits there and writes down as much as what was said as possible and someone who's recording,
being able to maintain trust is the difference.
Yeah, you can trust better when you get an actual recording as opposed to what someone writes down. That's why the FBI doesn't do any recordings of their interviews, because they want to write down whatever the hell they want to write down.
Well, I'd argue
well,
that
that's not what I mean by trust. What I mean by trust is... Yep. As a journalist, and Garrett, you call yourself a journalist,
people should be able to trust you to where if they say this is off the record, that you're not going to then print what they immediately
didn't say, it was
say
off the
after. Can I finish my thought? If somebody says this is off the record, they need to trust that what they say after that is not going to be reported. And if they say, don't record this, and you record it, then people pretty much know not to trust you because everything they say or do around you is subject to being reported on. So it comes down to trust.
But that's different, Daryl, because they didn't say this was off the record, and it wasn't, in point of fact, off the record. I know what you're saying. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has encountered this in the past, where he's been removed from certain groups on Facebook because he had a habit of just reposting what was supposedly what people thought was private information. They were in like a, what was called a secret Facebook group, and Dave Ridley was one of the participants in the group, and he would repost or even make videos about some of the things that he'd seen in these groups. And so some of the people said, well, we just can't have this. We thought that these conversations were privileged. We thought you understood that. And he said, well, he said, basically, if I'm in the room, it's on the record unless you tell me otherwise. And so generally, if you are talking to a reporter and you don't want them to report on what you're saying to them, you do have to say to them, hey, this is off the record. And if they don't agree, if they say, okay, then it's off the record. If they don't agree, then it's not off the record. And don't open your mouth at that point.
But
this was not off the record.
Staying in the room to some extent is acquiescence to that point.
Silence was a request to not record. This was not saying this was off the record because it was on the record given that it was being recorded.
Right.
Okay. By an official recorder.
Okay. Do you understand how the Free State Project may want to retain some level of ownership over this and may want to benefit themselves?
Well, if that's
and
that true, then
Garrett,
why are they saying that Snowden requested it?
Maybe they're lying to you, Ian.
Well, then
I don't
let's
have
find out
idea.
For sure what the real truth is here.
Well, but okay. So it is their right to decide what it, to give out other reasons. Maybe there's some other reasons. I don't know.
Well,
maybe there's more than one reason. Sometimes life's like that, Ian.
If they're lying, then that's not very trustworthy, then, is it?
Well, what difference does it make? You're allowed to lie about your own property. If I told you I have $10 in my pocket and I have 20, I don't care whether I've...
Garrett's not a robber threatening them with violence.
No, I'm not claiming he is. I'm claiming that silence is consent in this circumstance and that he remained silent. He didn't say, excuse me, Matt, when you say that we can't record, does that mean audio or video? He didn't raise his hand and ask a question.
He didn't
question.
Say you couldn't record. He said, please, turn off your cameras.
Right.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Garrett Ian's with us. We do have some calls for him. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here as well. And he'll stick with us as long as the discussion goes on. This is hot and heated online right now. We're discussing it here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Keen and Free Concord blogger Garrett Ian is on the line with us here. We're going to continue the discussion with him, which there's some kind of interesting questions that come out of this, just beyond the initial discussion of, well, why was Edward Snowden wanting to restrict recording? What were the reasons for that in his interview that happened at the Liberty Forum over the weekend, which was a fine interview, and people seemed to enjoy it. It was well attended, maybe nearly as well, or if not as well attended, as the Ron Paul appearance during the 2008 Ron Paul campaign. It was a big event. And so, you know, why were there these restrictions? Should he have stopped recording when the Free State Project's new president asked people to turn off their video cameras? Those are sort of the main questions, but I think there's, when you really get down to the issues, there's some important discussions that need to be had here about property rights versus the right to free speech, the right to be the free press, and I want to get into those as well, sort of not really more esoteric, but more issues, I guess, digging deeper into these issues here in a moment. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And Garrett still with us in Concord, live via Skype. We're going to go to the phones here. Unless Garrett, do you want to interject anything into the previous discussion before we go to your callers?
I don't believe so. I mean, I believe there's been a good amount of discussion of the main facts of the case, that there was a lack of notice for this, that there were many people who were not happy about the fact that they couldn't record. And to be honest, I'm really surprised that I'm the only one that's put out their content so far. They're either anonymously or otherwise. There were some folks who had posted videos and then taken them down, and I included some of that in the video that I had edited together and posted with the raw audio I posted.
But let's go to the phones and the fun. Dante is in Ohio. You're on the line with Garrett Ian. Go ahead, Dante.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about Garrett recording Edward Snowden's speech. Seems like there was a lot of confusion in that Facebook group where everybody was debating about it at. I think it's pretty clear that it was a private event. A lot of people were trying to say it's a public event, but there was paid entry, so it's clearly a private event.
I'd say it's private.
It was a private event, but open to anyone in the public who had $100 in their pocket.
Yeah.
Right. Private and public are not necessarily binaries.
Yeah, well, I mean, they could restrict anybody from walking in there, so I would consider that private based on if you pay or not. So the rules are pretty clear about what they wanted. They didn't want people recording. So I think Free State Project is within their right to not let you attend future events. But the question is, do we really want to be affiliated with an organization that restricts the press like that? You know, just picking and choosing who's allowed to record the events, that kind of...
Well, you know, I'll jump in here and defend the Free State Project for a moment. If it's true that it's Edward Snowden who requested these recording restrictions, which, are, you know, that's what the claim has been, then you've got the Free State Project put into this difficult position of, well, on one hand, we have an event where we're advocating people record. There's a speech given by the president of the Free State Project who won a court settlement for recording police. The speech was always be filming. And then on the other hand, we're going to be telling people to not record one of the events. So they're kind right. of, if it was Edward Snowden who requested this, they were put into the position of having to either tell Edward Snowden, you know what, we don't want you, or we have to have these recordings.
Right. So Snowden's lawyer would have made an inappropriate, unenforceable request by saying, hey, why don't you make an announcement ahead of time to say that there's no recording in a room full of, I don't know, recording activists. But if it's the Free State Project making the request because they want to sort of hold on to intellectual property, I think that's sort of a different case. Because in one case, the lawyer is putting the onus on someone else. Making a statement without taking responsibility. In the other case, is the Free State Project, at the very least, is responsible for the statement that they make.
Yeah, I agree.
Dante, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on with Garrett Ian.
Hi, Kara. How you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of things I just want to say. And that is that I think that between, you know, the old president from Free State Project and then the new one, I think that they probably should have spoke and clarified, you know, because I heard somebody there say that, you know, Colin Garrett said that, yeah, you know, record, you know, because you never know who's going to be around. But this other guy, this new guy came in and, you know, saying that, well, don't record him. Don't record Edward Snowden. But I agree with that, with Garrett, that what he did in terms of recording it, I think that was the right thing. But my question is, what kind of, you know, what consequences would this be for Edward Snowden? I mean, everybody, you know, thinks that he's a hero, and I certainly agree the same thing, but what kind of position do you think this is going to put him in? I mean, anybody can just go to a free team and listen to this, including the FBI, and it could be, I mean, to them it would be like a testimony that could be used against him in court. Should he ever be able to come back?
Garrett?
That's an interesting point to be raised, because I kind of feel that, yes, the state could theoretically use anything you say against you at any time. But given the fact that he has already acknowledged what he's done, I don't believe they're charging him with any new crimes. I understand a lawyer would be concerned about, if you say anything, maybe they'll pull more things out to go after you with. However, it seems to be the same exact argument that we hear the state using against Chelsea Manning and against Edward Snowden and folks like that, these whistleblowers, that by leaking information that is true and accurate, regardless of what's objectionable in it, we're supposed to not support the idea of leaking it because it may theoretically harm someone. And in this case, people are saying it may theoretically harm Snowden. First of all, as it was pointed out, this event was on the record. If he said something like objectionable or that was like caught and maybe like people were confused about, it would have been spoken about in the press, in the just written notes that the journalists were taken. There is nothing, no one's pointing to any particular thing that I recorded and is saying it's shocking. I did cut it to the length of exactly the speech itself. I don't see any way that this could be anything in any way a threat to these people. I see it only as positive information to share with others.
And further, if it's Garrett's video is how the feds got their hands on any kind of data about what happened there, then they were not doing their job, and I'd be shocked if there weren't undercover federal agents in that room also recording that.
All I'm saying is just that it's just room for interpretation. there's Garrett's interpretation, and then there's, you know, the Attorney General's office. If there's their interpretation.
Well, the nice thing about a recording is it's not open to interpretation. It's not subjective. It's not based on the opinion of the author. It's, you know, was the microphone pointing in the right direction? Can you hear what was being said? And as I understand it, there may be some parts of the video that might have been a little difficult to understand because of the nature of the fact the microphone was being concealed. Robert, thanks for your call tonight. But as far as the feds, I'm pretty sure they got that audio, whether it was from Garrett or not. Go ahead, Daryl.
I want to read one sentence from the Journalistic Code of Ethics. Avoid undercover or surreptitious methods of gathering information, except when traditional open methods will not yield information vital to the public. Do you believe that you could not have obtained information in an open manner that was vital to the public that you surreptitiously recorded, Garrett?
Could I have really worn out my arm taking very fast notes and not really have enjoyed the presentation or been looking at the screen? Yeah, I could have done that, and it would have been a sloppier product, it would have been a less reliable product, and it would have been something I would have been far less proud of. I'm glad that I can present a record that is somewhat objective, albeit muffled in my pocket. The only reason it wasn't crisper audio and video is because I was restricted from making crisper audio and
video. If he had been openly recording, there was an enforcer in the room who would have probably noticed that. He had already checked on
probably
the
more
official
than one enforcer.
The official in the he made a statement about this. He had checked on the official media in the back to ensure that they were not recording this. So if he'd seen Garrett recording it, he would have been stopped.
So what you're saying is that Garrett then knowingly recorded against the will of the Free State Project. None of this, please. None of this. You had made all kinds of justifications earlier.
I don't know if Garrett knew that there was an enforcer
in
the room.
He put it in his pocket for a reason. So, I mean, this is, own it, I guess is what I'm saying. Garrett wanted to release the video, and he wanted to release it before the Free State Project. We have no evidence the Free State Project wasn't going to release this video within the next 3 days. So
I have no evidence to suggest that they were necessarily going to release the raw video, especially because I saw a post that said something about when Reason releases their video. Reason tends to release edited videos.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not interested in granting any one particular media a monopoly on an event, a historical event.
Well, whistleblowing. The release of raw video or audio in this case could have been done when Reason releases their video in conjunction with that without trying to scoop them. This is a case where somebody wanted to get a scoop. And there's nothing wrong with being a journalist who wants to get a scoop, but it is in violation of the journalistic ethics. Is it not?
I don't think so. I have obligation to Reason.
I totally agree with Garrett. And Garrett, you're going to stick with us here, so stand by. Hour number two is on the way. If you've got a question for him, he's here with us on Skype. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.